We love you.
Every week, we probably tell you about five different ones. Funny thing is about them, sometimes they are dead on target. The new Gallup poll comes out, low numbers for President Obama. I'll break them down for you. Sad news for Senator Harry Reid, a car accident involving his wife and daughter. His wife apparently is still in serious condition. She broke her back and a couple of other things as well, and the daughter is okay. She was released, but boy, you hate to hear that kind of news, certainly. It had something to do with a semi truck. We'll tell you more about that later on as we roll through here. Everybody's talking about Jihad Jame and the fact that she was all over the net for actually a couple of years. And once again, it's the same story, and you heard it in our last show. Neighbors just shocked, not believing it, or didn't know her very well, and so they had no idea that this was going on right in their neighborhood, but that's the beauty of the Internet. It's such an anonymous thing, and unfortunately, people use it for all kinds of reasons. So that's where we begin here on America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never listened to the show, well, welcome aboard. The good thing about America Tonight is it's water cooler best, like we like to say, at its best, and you have a chance to chime in at any point with your opinions, thoughts, or anything that might make us laugh, to be honest. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hey, the good news is if you do tell us, you know, a one-liner, or you have some kind of a joke, you can't get gonged on this show. You just get the crickets. So that's better. That's better than getting that gong, right? Let's talk a little bit at the top about politics as usual out of D.C. Day after day, the whole enchilada rests on health care. There is no question about that. And you have now pro-life House Democrats who say the Senate health care bill is dead on arrival. No thanks. Nancy Pelosi, feeling pretty confident just a couple of days ago, saying that she could deliver the House votes necessary. So that reform bill that was passed by the Senate on Christmas Eve won't fly in the House. You've got six anti-abortion Dems who say they're going to join the ranks of the rest who plan to vote against the legislation. They will not change their minds. So that bill, it was pretty sticky when it went through the Senate, and now there's no way with some of what's included in there, particularly as far as abortion is concerned, there's no way it will pass. Now, of the six, you have Congressman Bart Stupak from Michigan, whose anti-abortion amendment to the House version of the legislation, remember, got the bill passed last year. And in addition to Stupak, there's another congressman, Dan Lipinski from Illinois. He's also been very verbal about this, gone flat out on the record as changing his vote to no if asked to pass that Senate bill, which a lot of people say doesn't go far enough to forbid tax-funded abortions. And Lipinski easily said, look, protecting the sanctity of life for me is a matter of principle, and I will not vote for this. See, we knew this all along. That why are they telling us that this is just, you know, a few minds have to be changed in the House, but this should go through? It's like these crazy deadlines. You know, the boy who cried wolf, I wouldn't even give deadlines anymore. Why are they giving deadlines? If you remember, the legislation actually, when it went through the House, it was pretty tight, that vote, 220 to 215. Since that time, four yes votes have gone. Four are gone. So, and then you look at former Congressman Eric Massa from New York, who voted against it last year. He resigned this week. So really the passage would mean 216 votes. That's what would have to happen. And that House bill does have a ban on tax-funded abortion, which has been pretty much the law. If you go look it up, it has been the law. I double-checked on this today to see how long it had been, and it's been that way for 30 years. So the Senate bill would be a big leap, a big change. And the Senate bill specifically, so you understand the language, America, it would require women to have a separate private insurance policy if they want abortion coverage, but it doesn't have any explicit ban, let's say, on tax-funded abortion like the House bill does. The House bill is very, very clear. So I think if they don't change that, I don't see how they get to that number, unless my math is different than everybody else's, or somehow some Republicans change their mind, but that's not going to happen. There's no way. I mean, that's the deal. You have to have the Democrats in the House to make that portion of it go through. So I'm thinking more and more, even with reconciliation and still needing the House on board, there's a great chance. I would stop with the deadlines. There's a great chance that this is dead on arrival anyway, period, end of story. So as much as the president keeps pumping this and traveling around the country, he just may end up with a serious egg on his face the more he does that, unless some people change their minds and decide to vote yes for it. But, man, it's not looking this way. And, you know, there's a lot of, let's say, calculating happening in the Hill as to what ultimately, how much is this going to cost? Because I think healthcare is doomed anyway. I think the healthcare reform is doomed. But let's say, for argument's sake, one of the other problems is the guesstimates. How much is this going to cost? And even the Congressional Budget Office is very vague on it. They say they don't have all the information they need. So now there's this nonpartisan study that's saying, you know, this pledge not to raise taxes on the middle class, man, it's not looking good. With what's being discussed out there, how is that even possible when you think of the amount of money that would be needed? Specifically, it's all tied to the health care. And President Obama's initiative is going to hit the wallets of a lot of Americans making less than that $200,000 a year, according to some of this analysis done by the Joint Tax Committee. And again, this is nonpartisan. It's not right. It's not left. It's not anything in between. Nonpartisan. It's strictly based on looking at numbers. This is what they're saying, how it would hit the wallets of the so-called middle class. The committee determined that the bill would subsidize insurance premiums for 7% of taxpayers. So let's see, 7%, let me do my math, that's what, 13 million people, while about 73 million people would face higher costs from the new fees and, of course, the taxes. So what was promised would not be delivered, and ultimately, you know, how many families, 3 out of 4 families, would be stuck paying the bulk of this, and that is the middle class. I mean, these are the people that are right in between, and the Congressional Budget Office updated the cost tally. They're saying with the last-minute changes made to the bill before passing Christmas, even it upped the price to $875 billion from $871 billion. Also, they say that the bill would reduce the federal deficit by $118 billion.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to own two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture,
how would you like to improve that golf swing?
MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or three hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow. From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code RADIO. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go
wow. Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Day. But what is St. Patrick's Day all about? Growing up in New York and New Jersey, hey, you know, everybody was Irish. I came from an Irish-American family, but everybody on my block wanted to be Irish. They all wore green. They were afraid of getting pinched. And they definitely liked the green beer in the parades, any excuse to take off of school when we were kids and in high school. But I think people don't know too much about good old St. Patrick. What did he do 1,500 years ago? We are so pleased to have on our show absolutely acclaimed historian William Federer, and he is also the president of Amerisearch, and he has written a ton of books, including St. Patrick, The Real Story of His Amazing Life from Tragedy to Triumph. Thanks for coming on America Tonight, William. We appreciate it.
It's great to be with you.
Hey, the as I said, I think that, and you certainly would know better than I, you've done so much research on it, but what do you think is the biggest misconception about St. Patrick?
Well, the three-leaf clover was used to teach the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, three in one. And the fact that he was a missionary, that people think that, you know, that he found Ireland heathen, drew it, and left it Christian. Started 300 churches and baptized 120,000 people. And the fact that he was very courageous, you're used to seeing the Lucky Charms and the little, you know, magic guy on the cart, you know, the cereal box. But actually, He was in life-threatening situations at least a dozen times. The Druids tried to kill him, and he was very strong and strong in faith as well. But one of the other interesting things is the setting in which he lived, and that's sort of similar to what we're going through, that it was during the fall of the Roman Empire. Rome had been this empire that was 1,000 years old, you know, from 753 B.C. all the way up to 476 A.D. And Patrick was born, they think, around 389 A.D., so about less than a century before the fall of Rome. And Rome was being invaded by illegal immigrants. They were the Ostrogoths and Visigoths and Anglos and Saxons and Jutes. And as these different tribes began to invade the Roman Empire, they first would come across slowly and learn the Latin language and work as servants. Some of them were slaves. And matter of fact, the word Slav was the name for a glorious one, like Slovenia, Yugoslav, Czechoslav. And but the Romans had captured so many of the Slavic people and made them servants that it took the permanent connotation of slave. That's where the pronunciation came from. But anyway, as these different tribes came over the borders of the Roman Empire so fast that they didn't bother learning the Latin language, and they kept their own German, French, and Anglo languages. Meanwhile, Rome had its military stretched around the world, putting out these global fires, and they had a small military, but it was very mobile with the road system, and they couldn't sustain long and draw engagements, and so that's why the Romans had to raise taxes. And so one historian said the tax collector was worse than the enemy. So you're getting barbarians on one side and the tax collector on the other. And then the whole city of Rome was on welfare. That's how the politicians kept in power. They would give away free bread. There's a saying, bread and the circus. And that's how they appeased the masses in Rome, bread and the circus. Well, now, the circus wasn't with clowns. It was the Circus Maximus, the Colosseum, where they had the bloody fighting to the death. And the gladiators and animals and, you know, throwing Christians in there before 313 when Constantine became a Christian. Then that the Christian part stopped, but they still had gladiatorial events, and they had a lot of immorality. Rome had a history, if you ever visit Pompeii, a lot of sexual immorality, and they had exposure of unwanted infants. This was their version of abortion, but the mother would bear the child, lay to the father's feet, and if he picked it up, they'd keep it. If not, the mother would have to get rid of the baby and put it out in the woods or in some pagan temple, and a lot of the early Christians would hear those babies and gather them up, and many became great leaders. Rome had outsourced all its grain production to North Africa. That was the grain basket. And when one of the tribes began to overrun the Roman Empire, the Vandals, that was actually the name of the tribe. You can imagine what they did when they went through town. They vandalized. That's where that word came from. But the Vandals captured North Africa, cut off the grain supply, and Rome was brought to its knees. Very similar today. We've outsourced everything to China. And imagine for a moment if China holds their ships back for 3 months, all of our Walmart shelves will be empty. Our entire retail industry will grind to a halt, and everybody will say, government, give them Taiwan, just get the economy going again. Anyway, so when the Vandals captured North Africa, brought Rome to its knees, and then to top it off, they began to have terrorist attacks. Attila the Hun, wiping out whole cities, and as a result, Rome had to call its legions, its troops, back from the frontier settlements to protect the city of Rome. And so Britain, which had been a Roman colony for a couple hundred years, was now left unprotected because the Roman legions left. And so here's where Patrick enters into the story. Different marauding tribes, sort of like Vikings, but they were actually a couple centuries later. But these marauding bands would attack in Britain and carry away thousands as slaves, and that's when Patrick was captured, taken to Ireland with thousands of others, and sold into slavery. And they think this is around 405 A.D., and Patrick is now in Ireland, which is ruled by the Druids. Druids were believe the human sacrifice. They believe the woods were filled full of spirits that constantly needed to be appeased. Every now and then they'd have to sacrifice a human to appease these spirits. But that's where that trick-or-treat came from on Halloween. I mean, Halloween came from the Druids. And But they thought the spirits that inhabited the woods were like, you know, poltergeists and sprites and elves and leprechauns. So the leprechaun was more or less like the little demon. And if anything, Patrick would have chased him out, not pictured as one.
Sure.
But here's Patrick. He's 16 years old, and he's a slave for Milchu, who was a druid chieftain. And he would tend sheep. He'd be up in the mountains. He'd pray. And this is where he begins to remember the faith of his parents. Now, he confesses, later in life, he wrote his confessions, called The Confession of Patrick, and it's a document that all historians acknowledge that he indeed wrote. And sort of how, after he did all the great things that he did, the church leadership back in Britain accused him of not having been a believer as a teenager. And they wanted him to come back to Britain for a little sit-down talk, and he refused to go. He said God called him to Ireland as a missionary, and he was going to stay there. And so he wrote his life story and sent it. And so that's what his confession is. So had they not accused him, he never would have written it. Sort of like if Paul was never thrown in prison, he never would have written half the New Testament. But so here is Patrick. He's 16 years old. He's there in Ireland. He begins to remember his parents' Christian faith, and he prays, and he says many times a day he prays 100 times through snow, through frost, through rain, up in the mountains, in the woods and fields. And he said one time he was fasting, and he had a dream. And in this dream, he heard a voice telling him that his ship was ready and that he should escape. And so he leaves his master, goes a couple hundred miles to the shore. There's a boat putting wolfhounds on it to take to Europe to sell his hunting dogs. And he gets passage on the boat. The dogs obey him, and he gets shipwrecked. There's a storm, and he lands in southern France and Gaul, which was being, you know, attacked by Visigoths and different tribes. But after a few years, Patrick hitchhikes his way, if you can imagine that, you know, back to Britain. And so he's reunited with what's left of his family, and it's pretty uneventful till he turns 40 years old. And then at 40 years old, he has another dream, and he writes in his confession that in the midst of the night, he saw a man named Victoricus coming as if from Ireland with innumerable letters. And he handed one to me, and he said that he heard at that moment the voice of those who were beside the wood of Falkirk on the Western Sea in Ireland, crying, "Please, holy boy, come and walk among us again."
Wow. Hang on a second here, William. We have to step aside. Can you hang on for a few more minutes, and then we'll come right back to the story?
Sure.
And we'll finish it up on the flip side for just a few minutes, because it's probably way past his bedtime. We're so thrilled to have him with us. William Federer, historian, telling us all about St. Patrick. That's up next on ATN.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Who are the top seeds and who are out of luck? We're talking about the NCAA's hoop time. Another nail to score coming your way. Not this week, but we're setting the stage for round two, and we're actually switching the days of nail the score. Perhaps you'll be a winner this time around. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Boy, do we have a lot to get to in this hour here on America Tonight, including Robert Siciliano, security consultant to Intellius.com. We've had him on several times, and he's given us some excellent advice, and he's back to dip into, well, not to spy on us, but to dip into his bag, reach out, pull out the advice, and share it with you. Hey, Robert, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Did you notice how I had to correct myself on the spy thing? I didn't want to set you up that way. Hey, something that you talk about, you know, with the, I'm one of these people too. Everybody, so much of our life is on the mobile phone. So do you think people realize that it could be pretty easy to be spied on through that phone?
People are relatively clueless that they can be spied on their home PC or laptop, never mind their mobile phone. What's happening is there is a technology that's out there today that is commercially available, meaning you can go online and you can buy it and you can install it on anybody's phone. The best case scenario is that that person has direct access to the phone, So they actually, you know, have the phone in their dirty little hands, and they can go ahead and install that spyware on there. There's other ways where you can send the person a link via a text message or an email, and they open up and they click that link in the phone, and it downloads that spyware, which is like a virus. It attaches itself to the phone, and it allows that person to be able to monitor every single thing that goes on that phone.
Wow. And you don't know for sure, but if you had to make a guesstimate, how many people do you think are victims of this?
Well, I did the Good Morning America show last week, and my phone and my inbox filled up, meaning that I got calls all day, every day for the past week to the point where it was overwhelming to me that I'm still responding to communications where people are being victimized by this crime, that they're, you know, at a point in their lives where they don't know where else to turn to, that, you know, somebody is monitoring their phone calls, that they can listen to every single phone call, they can monitor their text messaging, they can activate their mobile phone's camera and their mobile phone's video, that they are actually able to use the mobile phone speakerphone, they can turn it on and they can listen to the ambient sounds that go on in the room when that person has their phone with them. So their phone's being used as a spying device that is able to gather intelligence about where that person is, who that person's with, what they're saying, who they're communicating with. And it's happening to a lot of people right now, people that are, you know, completely overwhelmed with this because, you know, how do you deal with the fact that there's somebody stalking you in this way, potentially stealing your identity, and you don't know how it's happening, but when you see something like this, you know, you hear something that, okay, maybe it's my phone, then people, they begin to put two and two together, and they figure, okay, it's got to be my phone because it's with me all day, every day. That's how they're finding out what I got going on.
Yeah, and I saw the great piece, by the way, on Good Morning America. And you sent me a link to it, but I happened to see it too, and they had some great statistics to back it up, saying what you just described, the stalking victims are, it's most of it is through cyber stalking, and it's that whole GPS technology. It's interesting because GPS technology has some great uses, Robert, but like everything else, and you've seen this because you're a security expert, there's always that dark negative side, isn't there?
Yeah, and, you know, with every technology, there's always going to be somebody that uses and abuses it, and that's what's happening here. You have people who are stalking people to harass them, stalking people because they might be an ex, literally, you know, wreaking havoc on their lives, you know, just total upheaval, able to gather intelligence on them of where they are and who they're with. And, you know, identity theft is certainly a problem, too. Criminal hackers install this on someone's phone to tap into their online banking, to be able to gather data on credit card information, usernames and passwords. What's happening is, you know, your mobile phone today it's a computer. You know, it's no different than a laptop, but it's smaller. Often, you know, they have the similar computing power, 32 gigabyte drives in them, flash drives, but still, you know, able to handle a lot of information and being used to store data, being used for mobile commerce, m-commerce. So a lot of people are giving up their desktop or laptop and they're going full mobile. And when that happens, and people are accessing all these different websites, social media sites, online banking again, many opportunities for financial fraud and, you know, and again, of course, for criminal stalking as well.
And this can happen on any cell phone. It doesn't matter if someone says, yeah, but Robert, I have the Apple iPhone or, I have the Sidekick. I have this kind of device. It doesn't matter. It's any cell phone.
Well, right now it's definitely happening on Blackberries. It's definitely happening on iPhones. The Symbian operating system is ubiquitous on a lot of phones. You know, Microsoft Windows, Windows 6 is ubiquitous on all the Motorola and Windows-based phones. Again, commercially available, over-the-counter. There's pretty much a match for every single phone out there, and if there isn't, you know, it's being created. You know, most phones at some level are hackable.
The scary stuff. Hey, so the great thing is, to get even more information, you've got the book, The Safety Minute, Living on High Alert, How to Take Control of Your Personal Security and Prevent Fraud, because we couldn't possibly talk about everything, so you've covered so much more, and it's now a phone app, right?
Yeah, actually, my book's available as an iPhone app, which is really cool. It's only a couple of bucks, and the profits go to a charity. Hailing Little Hearts is a charity for children's hospital in Boston, takes care of little kids and heart defects. Check me out online at idtheftsecurity.com. And I'm a big believer in identity theft protection, you know, with computer hacking, affecting, millions and millions of people. There's about 10, 12 million people being victims of identity theft every single year. It's a $54 billion a year problem. I work with Intellius at Intellius.com. They provide identity theft protection where they monitor your credit information. If anybody checks your credit, you get notified. They work the internet looking for your data online when it's compromised and work with you in regards to identity theft restoration. You know, the goal here today is, to raise awareness, to know that, these crimes are happening, that whether it's your home PC or your mobile phone, that there are remote access technologies that can monitor what you do every single day. And, criminal hackers, they changed their motivation years ago from, back in the day seeking fame to now seeking financial gain. And they're winning this battle. The bad guy, black hat hackers are winning this battle, and the white hat, good guy hackers are losing. And so it's up to you and I to protect ourselves and to put systems in place to become aware of these issues. And, shows like this are good to raise awareness, but, in the end, you have to do something to protect yourself. You can't rely on anybody else to do you. Law enforcement's not going to do it. The government's not going to do it. You've got to, up your information security vocabulary. You've got to, install different technologies to prevent the bad guy from getting in. Again, invest in identity theft protection and keep your mobile phone with you. If you ever think that your phone's being spied on, call your carrier and tell them walk you through the process of reinstalling your operating system, because when you do that on your own phone, it rids your phone of any type of spyware or nefarious software.
So well said. Thank you so much, Robert Siciliano. As he said, pick up the app there. That'll help you a lot and help somebody else, too, as well, for a very low, low price. And, of course, Robert, security consultant to Intellius, as he said, Intellius.com. You can check it all out. Robert, thanks. We appreciate it.
Hey, Jim, thank you.
All right. And that was a great, as he mentioned, he was just on Good Morning America. It's funny, they really took you through a lot of different steps. He is the master when it comes to security. And when we've had Robert on, we've talked about so many different forms of ways that you can be hacked into your personal information. And, as he's saying now, certainly the phones are a great way that people are able to stalk people. How frightening is that? It's that yin and yang of technology, how cool it is that you can get connected so easily, but also how frightening it is that you leave your phone unattended for, you put your phone, it's in the bag, somebody sees it, somehow they get to it, whatever, within a few minutes before you know it, everything can be compromised. And especially with some that he mentioned, like the iPhone, for example, how easy it would be if somebody got their hands on it to compromise all that information. We're not going to compromise. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the latest on the health care bill, once again, that is headed for home. But will it pass? Will it fail? Is there really enough votes in the House? We left you last week telling you that, and you just heard at the top of the show, that there wasn't enough votes in the House at this point in the head count that's been going around. There's not enough to have the healthcare system overhauled in this so-called make it or break it week. And if it in fact falls apart, does the administration kind of jettison this whole deal? Do they step back and back away from it? Or do they continue to press? Because there's a lot of pressure, I think, going down on Capitol Hill. So coming up next in the Sunday Swirl, we'll let you hear what a couple of people had to say, including Senator Lindsey Graham, in case you missed that, and also David Axelrod, White House senior advisor. So hang with us.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Before the Sunday swirl, meaning all the politicians and, you know, pundits and that kind of stuff popping up the talking heads on the Sunday shows, you know, be it the cable shows or the network shows, whether it's Meet the Press or This Week. And, of course, everything is now about the showdown with healthcare, but hasn't it been about this for way too long? When I say way too long, because we keep getting all these false deadlines. So a dose of reality, which way do you think the dose of reality is going to go? Is it the poison that the Democrats are going to have to swallow because they're not going to have enough votes to pass it despite what Nancy Pelosi says in the House? And are they going to have to go the way of reconciliation in the Senate, which is a definite? Or does somehow a magic wand, is it waved across the heads of all the Democrats and they decide to jump on board? David Axelrod was on NBC, and, you know, political strategist, White House advisor man extraordinaire. He is like, it's like Batman and Robin. He is Robin to Barack Obama's Batman. So he talked about what it's been like, and I think everyone's descended on Capitol Hill like a bunch of locusts in all directions. And here's what Axelrod said.
Look, I believe we will have him. It is it's been a long and arduous debate. It's a tough issue for members of Congress because there's an enormous lobbying campaign going on the other side. A lobbyist from the insurance industry descending on Capitol Hill like locusts and trying to pressure people to vote against this bill. There's a lot of pressure on people, but I believe that we'll be there at the end of the day.
All right, so that's what he thinks. But on the other side of things, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, who's actually worked or tried to work with the Obama administration, talked about the really scary thing of reconciliation. Scary in the sense, as he says, because it quite simply is obvious this isn't what America wants. And here's what he said on ABC.
Well, number one, they related to income and spending, and this is one-sixth of the economy about to be affected here. Under reconciliation, you can't make any changes to Social Security because Senator Byrd understood it was never meant to be used for a purpose like this. Senator Byrd said you couldn't pass President Clinton's health care plan through reconciliation. It was never meant, and you can repeal the Bush tax cuts if you don't like it. If they use this device, call reconciliation to deal out Republicans, it will open up Pandora's box. And the interview I just heard is spin, campaigning. I thought the campaigning was over. Are you trying to tell me and the American people that Scott Brown got elected campaigning against a Washington bill that really is just like the Massachusetts bill? The American people are getting tired of this crap. No way in the world is what they did in Massachusetts like what we're about to do in Washington. We didn't cut Medicare. They didn't cut Medicare when they passed the bill in Massachusetts. They didn't raise $500 billion on the American people when they passed the bill in Massachusetts. To suggest that Scott Brown is basically campaigning against the bill in Washington that's like the one in Massachusetts is complete spin. I've been in bipartisan deals. I was in the Gang of 14 to stop the Senate from blowing up when the Republicans wanted to change the rules and use a majority vote to get judges through. If they do this, it's going to poison the well for anything else they would like to achieve this year or thereafter.
All right, Pandora's box. That's the expression I've been using all along, just like Lindsey Graham said there. I love where he said it's a bunch of crap. That's not really a political word, Lindsey. Anyway, the senator had some strong opinions, and we'll see. I mean, I keep saying the same thing, and I hate using those words. I hate those words. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I keep getting different messages every time I talk to someone up there. But for the most part, the one clear thing is that it's been an amazing challenge and one that's not going to easily go down. This is definitely something that has been cantankerous from the very beginning, the end of last July. Let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, gorgeous. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Simply fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. We both start our new jobs tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, but of course, like I said, she gets her own parking spot and keys to the executive washroom.
I know. How lucky is that? Is she excited?
Oh, super duper. We went to Plattsburgh yesterday because she wanted to get new clothes, you know, for the new job and stuff. Even though she's been there so many times, I mean, I'm not trying to be sexist, and neither was she, but we had a female border guard. And the border guard was asking us every little nook and cranny question, like, how long have you two known each other? You know, are you a member? She even asked us, are you a member of a terrorist organization? I'm like, I was tempted to say, no, can I speak to your supervisor?
A member of a terrorist organization. Are you kidding me? Like you would say, yes, absolutely. Check out my luggage. I've got a bomb in there.
A friend of mine whose wife is a travel agent, don't get smart, especially nowadays.
Oh, but, yeah, you can't. They would pull you aside even for making a joke, yeah.
Yeah, but then, But then the pièce resistance is that they wanted, you know, the lady wanted, you know, a random, you know, strip search. Originally, a guy wanted to do it. He said, "I can't. I'm a supervisor." And then Julie said, "You do, and I will have you so buried."
Are you kidding? They can randomly strip search you at the border there?
That's what the female border guard claimed.
Wow.
But then Julie yells, and Julie has a couple of friends and relatives who are liars. I mean, lawyers, same thing. And said, "You do, and I will have you so buried deep in litigation that Obama's great, 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 great grandchildren will need lawyers, and so will you."
Mm.
So then they went, okay.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, and then he was tempted to call her a female dog, and then Julie was already like, "I'm going to email your supervisor if you dare call me that."
Mm.
Then we went to Plattsburgh, had the greatest time of my life. We had a great time. She bought some new clothes, and I bought some stuff. Took her out to dinner. Took her out to dinner for steak, of course.
Mm-hmm, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah. And then we went to the border. We're coming to the Canadian side and went, okay, is it going to happen again? Up to the border, and the guy looks at me and goes, "Sammy?" I go, "Dave? How the hell are you? I didn't know you were working here." Guy I knew from hockey. He's now a border guard. I said, we were over for the day. What'd you buy? I said, you know, she bought some new clothes for her new job. She got a promotion and, you know, had dinner and whatever. He goes, "That's nice. See ya." And then Julie looks at me and goes like, "I didn't know you had protection at the Canadian border." I go, "Neither did I." So that was great, but except for going down, everything was cool. But she is going to consult the lawyer to see if she does have a case. But I'm thinking, since it's the American, call the American consulate first and see what where does this fall? Is this under federal government, or is this like you complain to his supervisor type thing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Give us an update on that to see if that goes anywhere. I think that'd be tough, though. It could be maybe
the blue wall of silence. Type
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, kind of the code of silence, I guess.
Yeah, and then,
but that's surprising. That's very surprising to me. Not surprising that they would pepper you with a bunch of questions, but even suggest the strip search thing.
Yeah, and then today was the 186th annual United Irish Society's St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, how fun. Did you go?
Yeah, of course. And on the 17th, my last name will be O'. Okay, and then of course you and I maybe we'll go down to a pub and we'll share a glass of green beer.
And that sounds good. That's what you do, my friend, on St. Paddy's Day. Sam, thanks. All right, Sam. The interesting thing there in the and Sam telling us about his weekend was Plattsburgh was in fact going back and forth on the border. A lot of people think the Canadian border used to be a snap to get across, and they have stopped people more and asked more questions to be certain it's not just what's happening on the southern part of the border. Quickly, an update. Senator Harry Reid's wife is out of intensive care. That's good news. Nobody wanted to see that happen, an awful auto accident that she was involved in. Remember, America, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, so lean over and grab the brass ring.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.